Hello everyone, how are you guys doing? So I'm Yusma, class of 08. I'm currently a student at the Harvard Business School. My name's Emily Miller. So I want to tell you guys a quick story. I think William already did a great job, you know, kind of talking about the value of women in combat. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about my personal experience. I still remember when I got this call. I was a first lieutenant, I was an executive officer, and a friend of mine at Fort Bragg gave me a call. She said, Em, there's this new program. It's called Cultural Support Teams, and I think you'd be really good at it. And it's where they basically, you know, women submit a packet, they get to go to an assessment and selection, and if they make it, they get to deploy with special operations in Afghanistan. And I was like, what? This is, you know, at this point, the combat exclusion policy was still in place. I was in an engineer unit, and I was like, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So submit my packet, go through the assessment selection, and 4 short months later, there I am in Afghanistan, where we met our ranger units at the time. And I get told, hey, we're gonna send you to Sharana, so that's in eastern Afghanistan. And oh, by the way, we're sending you to a place that has never had a CST before. So these guys have never, we were the second class, this particular unit had never had a CST join them on missions. So I was like, oh great, this is gonna be an experience, right? So I walk in to the mission room where all the whole platoon is ready to get a mission briefing. I'm like, hey guys, I'm your CST. I'm here to join you. I'm gonna go on mission with you. I'm gonna add value. they were like, yeah, okay, great. Just come on, sit down. And so I guess that was kind of the theme. I mean, I could talk to you about why I believe women in combat and women in these roles specifically are so important. I mean, the numbers already show it, right? We get better intelligence, we get better information. We bring just different skill sets to the battlefield, right? We just make for a more effective fighting force. But the general trend I saw was that because this was only a year-long program, I got to rotate through a lot of different ranger platoons and units. And the general trend was I would show up in that room like that first day, and they saw me as a little bit of a liability, right? I always felt like that's how they saw women, that's kind of how they saw the CST program. But I saw this trend. By the end of my time with that platoon, they saw me as an asset, right? And it was a big shift for me, and it made a huge difference, right? So I think over time, all these units started to see, wow, we're better with women on our team. We are accomplishing more, we are getting better intelligence, we are identifying those high-value targets quicker, we are building trust and rapport, we are leaving these, you know, when we would go on night raids, we would leave these people in a better place. We were better at negotiating often with the women and children and conveying information. So I just want to say I'm really excited for all of you. Thank you for your service. I think it's a really exciting time, right? It's up to you guys now. The combat exclusion policy has been rescinded, and I'm super excited for the next couple of years, and it's going to be your generation. You're the future, and you guys are going to be the ones that really put this into place and make a difference. So I want to leave you just with a thought that has really stuck with me. And I think it's that in the military and I think in the media, we tend to think of courage as this physical act, right? This like physical act of bravery, these heroic deeds, right? The guy that jumps on the grenade. And that's definitely part of what we do. We fight and win wars, right? And that's definitely something to be honored. But I would challenge you to think about another type of courage, and I call it everyday courage. And I think Nikki Tsongas is a great embodiment of that. That you know, she said how it feels like going from the locker room to the game field or the playing field, right? It's like I encourage you to step up, take those risks, and be courageous every single day. Because I can assure you that as a woman joining a ranger platoon or a SEAL team or even just a regular infantry unit, you're going to need courage. You're going to need that everyday emotional courage. So I encourage you to really take on those risks and make a difference. So thank you so much. I look forward to the workshop later to talk about women in combat. I'll be followed by Lieutenant Colonel Heather Blackwell.